So for today's deep dive, we're looking at executive recruitment in Japan. And it's really not the old relationship-driven game anymore.
Not at all.
Since the late 20th century, the whole landscape has globalized. You have these firms coming in with, world-class headhunting methods.
Exactly. And we're focusing on one firm, Atlantic Research Technologies, or RT.
Right.
And the mission here is to understand how they find what they call global class leadership.
Okay, global class. What does that mean?
It's someone who can run a meeting in Tokyo and then, pitch a board in New York
Yeah.
with the same effectiveness. It's about cracking the unique friction points of that market.
Let's unpack that. I want to start with their core approach because it seems radically different. They call it pure headhunting.
Yes, the direct approach.
And that means they completely reject passive sourcing, no online ads, no job boards, nothing like that.
And there's a fascinating psychological reason for that. I mean, think about it. The best leaders in Japan, the most capable ones, are almost always passive
Oh,
candidates.
not looking for a job.
They're not looking. They value stability, which is sort of a remnant of that old lifetime employment idea, and they're already succeeding.
So you can't just wait for them to find you.
You can't. You have to pursue them. Traditional agencies, they're just relying on luck, really, on who happens to be looking that week. This is about systematically mapping the entire competitive landscape.
That makes sense. So if you're targeting someone who is already successful, already employed, what is it that makes them global class? What's the key trait?
It's what they call the bilingual imperative.
Okay, so it's more than just speaking Japanese and English.
Oh, much more. It demands genuine bicultural intelligence. This person has to be a trusted monitor and negotiator between the Japanese office and, say, headquarters overseas.
But wait, how can one person genuinely operate in both worlds? You've got the Japanese ringy system, all about consensus.
Right.
And then you have this aggressive, performance-driven mindset from international leadership. I mean, doesn't that create a conflict?
That tension is precisely why they're so rare and so valuable. They are the bridge.
So these are the representative directors, the Japan country managers?
Exactly. And you see this need so acutely in sectors like semiconductors. Finding a leader for a wafer fabrication or metrology is critical, or in automotive.
With the whole shift to EVs and AVs.
Yes, exactly. You need a prospector closer type who can deal with the big Japanese OEMs like a Toyota or a Honda.
So if this talent is so rare and, spread out, how does a firm like RT deal with the operational friction, the logistics of it all?
Well, they started by rejecting what they call the feudalized system of local offices.
Where everyone hoards their own candidates and information.
Yes, all that internal rivalry. Instead, they built a centralized, virtually local model, one global database, specialized virtual teams, and a 247 rapid response system.
So it kills the bureaucracy and the time zone delays.
It eliminates them.
That model sounds effective, but it also sounds expensive. How does that translate to the financials, the fee structure? Recruiters usually take a percentage, right?
They do, and that creates a huge conflict of interest.
Because they're incentivized to inflate the salary.
Right. So Artia uses a results-only flat fee. It completely rejects percentage fees. Their loyalty is 100% to the client, not the salary number.
And what about the risk for the client?
To mitigate all of it, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee
For how long?
for up to 180 days after the candidate starts.
Wow, 6 months. Okay, this
No.
whole thing, the precision, the flat fee, that guarantee, it really does frame what they do as an art.
It is. And if you pull back to the big picture, their management argues that this top-tier local talent, the, 0.1%, they have to be paid at world-class levels.
To ensure integrity and value.
And to counter what they call the tragic misperception that wages in Asia should be lower, they're finding the hands-on leaders, the hardworking doers.
So, a final thought for you to consider. Think about how this idea of the passive candidate, someone you have to actively recruit and reward for their loyalty, changes how you view job stability, even in our totally globalized economy. What does finding that hardworking doer by cutting out all the corporate bureaucracy tell us about what really matters in modern management?